Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Tuesday of week one, and we are on page 6 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Yesterday, we started the week using the vocabulary of Psalm 111 to launch our prayer time. Today, we're taking a look at some of the names of God, which reveal varying aspects of his character. It has been so very instructive for me to learn and discover who God is in this way. The list that we have in our book on page 35 of the appendix has quite a few of the Hebrew names for God that are found in the Old Testament. And of course, this list is not exhaustive. It doesn't even begin to cover the names of Jesus. This week's devotions, they're only going to scratch the surface of the infinite ways that we can praise the Lord. And hopefully your heart and soul and my heart and soul are stirred up to keep reading, to keep learning, to keep praying and praising. Okay, so I'm going to choose Yahweh Nissi from the list of God's names. And Yahweh Nissi means the Lord my banner. So let's read the passage where this is found in Exodus 17:8-16. Then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on him. Sat on it while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this as a memorial in a book and recite it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called the name of it, "The Lord is my banner," saying, "A hand upon the throne of the Lord. The Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Whoa, that's a cool story. But what's it really all about? In ancient times, the only way to communicate in battle was to use some sort of signal, usually a flag. And so each army would have its own unique banner that was easily recognized. Now notice what Moses holds in his hands throughout the battle. In verse 10, he says, "I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." That's the very same staff he used when God sent him to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." That's the staff that he used that he held up when the Red Sea was parted. It's the same staff he used to strike the rock and bring out water. And so when God's people looked up, they saw Moses, who was their God-appointed leader, holding up this staff as a banner. And that staff for them represented God's favor, it represented his power, and it represented his promises. Now today, we don't look up and see Moses holding God's staff for us, but we do have this reminder in Scripture that the Lord is our banner. He is our leader, and we can be confident in him. He has secured our victory in Jesus' name, and he is for us, and he watches over us, and our eternity is secure in him. Wow, that stirs my heart to pray. So would you join me today as we pray a prayer of praise to Yahweh Nissi, the Lord my banner. Lord, we come before you today and we do want to praise you, the Lord our banner. Wherever we are at and whatever we are carrying right now, God, I pray that our eyes would look up, that the eyes of our heart would look up. And that we would indeed see you, our banner. And that in you, we would see your mercy, your grace. That in you, we would see your kindness and your favor. That in you, we would see a promise-keeping, covenant-keeping, faithful God who is steadfast, steadfast in his love for us every single day. God, I pray that when it feels like the enemy is prevailing against us, that we would look up, that we would see that the victory has already been secured for us, that we would remember, Lord, that the greatest victory was that Jesus went to the cross, that he took on all of my sin and shame, and that he nailed it there with him, that he died the death that I don't have to die, so that I might rise as he rose again. And that, Lord, that is the victory, that my eternity is sure and certain and perfect. And I can't wait for that. But in the midst of this broken world, in the midst of this life that is hard, God, I pray that my eyes would turn to you more and more, that I would see you as a banner over me. And again, that banner is waving. I have secured your victory, Sarah. You are mine, Sarah. And God, I pray for all of those who are listening, that they too, the eyes of their hearts, they would see you over them and before them, going before them in victory today. God, we praise you, Yahweh Nisi, the Lord, our banner. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.